Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And today we have a very special episode focusing on gratitude, the gratitude that we have for our Catholic schools, their enormous impact that have had on the lives of countless families and students for over a century. So stay tuned for an inspiring conversation as we embark on this new coming year. But before we begin this segment, I want to give a big thank you out to the sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spinos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I want to give a Catholic Education Plus welcome now to the alumni as well as the current staffers from Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport, which are my next door neighbors. I want to welcome Tim Crossan and Tori Fedora, who are here with us this morning for the first segment. Tim and Tori, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
And in the second segment, we will welcome Kelly Meredith to our conversation. So Tim and Tori, you both work together in the religion department at Sarah. Tell us a little bit about your roles at Sarah Catholic High School, as well as your call to Catholic education. Tim, I'll start with you.
Well, I am a full-time religion teacher there. I'm the chair of the department, which essentially means I do any paperwork that might come across the desk. But what I do is teach the Catholic faith to young people, and I've been doing that for 37 years, but for 21 years at Sarah Catholic.
Wow, you're a pillar of the community there.
I love my job.
And you grew up in Portview, which is part of my parish now.
And I really appreciate that you pronounced that correctly, Father Tom. Most people put the accent on the port, not on the view.
Oh, okay. And your family is all over the place in the Mon Valley.
My family.
Very active in my parish.
My parents were pillars of St. Joseph Church, and they raised 13 children and at St. Joe's, and I'm the last of those 13.
Oh, okay. You're the caboose, huh?
I'm the caboose. Yeah.
Tori, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners this morning?
I am a full-time religion teacher at Sarah, as well as the campus minister, and I've just started my eighth year.
Eighth year. Okay, so you're catching up to Tim.
Slowly but surely.
Now, Tim and Tori, not only do you both have a passion for Sarah and Catholic education, but you both share a special connection to the Sarah Catholic community. Tell us about this in your own Catholic education journey. Tim?
Well, I've hardly ever been outside of what I call the Catholic ghetto. You know, I just was educated at St. Joe's in Portview by the Felician sisters, who were just incredible, incredible educators. Taught me to love learning, taught me to love Christ, and taught so many generations to do the same. From there, I went to Sarah Catholic and graduated from Sarah in 1981. Mm. Then I went to Borromeo College of Ohio, which the easiest way to say that today, our degrees would be from John Carroll University.
John Carroll.
So I was in the seminary there, studying with the Capuchin Formation Program. So I've been in Catholic. I've never really been outside of the Catholic education circle. And what I love about Catholic education is that nothing's off bounds. We can study, we can talk, we can argue about anything, and that's what I like to do in my classroom with my students.
So Catholic education has pretty much been your whole life.
I think it's running through my veins.
Wow.
My parents, excuse me, Jack and Dolores Crossan sacrificed so much to put us through Catholic schools.
Wow.
And it was a value to them, and it's a value to all of us as well.
Tori, your background?
Sure. I attended primary school at St. Coleman's
in Turtle Creek.
Yes. Yeah. I kind of fell into Catholic education, I think, slightly on accident. I was a nerd even at a young age. I wanted to go to kindergarten full-time, and our public school only had part-time kindergarten. So that's how I ended up at St. Coleman's. I did a brief stint at my public school, and then I, too, went to Sarah and graduated in 2012. And then went to Chestnut Hill College and was educated by the Sisters of St. Joseph of Philadelphia. And then I received my master's degree from Duquesne. So, like Mr. Crossan, spent a majority of my life in Catholic education.
That must be really neat that you went to school at Sarah, as a student, and now you're on the other side of the desk as an educator. That must be really special for both of you.
Yes, it's very rewarding to be able to go back to Sarah. Mm. Sarah is where, under Mr. Crossan, I studied theology for the first time and really fell in love.
He was your teacher.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was, yes. Fell in love with learning about God in the academic setting. So to be able to come back and lead my students through their journeys with God is very rewarding.
How about you, Tim?
It was. I remember the first day I came back to teach because I was really not a model student when I was in high school. And that's putting it mildly. I despised every moment of my high school career. I didn't want to be there. Again, my parents, I'm so thankful that they sacrificed, but I begged them not to sacrifice for me and to send me to public school. They wouldn't do it. They were right. I was wrong. But, I even vowed that I would never step foot in that building again.
And wow,
I graduated in 81. And, at this point, I think when I leave, six guys will carry me out of there. That's how long I'll be there. I do remember my first day back as a teacher. And I only had one real nostalgic moment, and that was I bent over to take a drink from a drinking fountain, and I was sure Father Kieran would be running down the hall telling me to get back to class. But besides that, it just seemed very new to me. But at the same time, it felt like home. And it was just a delightful thing to be able to come and teach these young people, Tori Fedora for one, who I used to yell at. When she says she was a nerd, she was. We would begin every class for a certain period of time reading the Gospels. No, I think it was the Sunday readings, actually, at that point. Every Friday, we would read the Sunday readings to prepare for Mass. And this one would constantly ask questions, and I would say, "Where did you get that?" She said, "Well, I looked at the footnotes." And I would say, "Well, stop looking at the footnotes. Just stay with the..." But she was always very passionate about learning about Christ and about the Scriptures and about the Church. But she's not alone. So many students are.
So back in the day, back when you were there in the late 70s, early 80s, the Franciscan priests were the primary teachers. Now, of course, it's pretty all lay people. So the charisms of St. Francis are very much part of the fabric of Sarah Catholic. So tell us about this and what you see.
Well, the huge charism for me, the number one charism of Francis of Assisi is, he would probably have called it brotherhood, but I call it community, family, community. Francis of Assisi fell in love at an early age with Christ on the cross, and he couldn't help but see everyone as his brother and his sister. And to me, that is the tangible reality when you're in Sarah Catholic. It is a family. It's a family of brothers and sisters. And we take care of each other, and we squabble with each other, and we have our difficulties, but we also work together as a family, as a community, who love Christ.
Tori, you want to add anything about the spirit of St. Francis?
Sure. Going off of that community aspect, I think something else we really try to emulate from Francis is his call to service. And the words that God spoke to Francis from the crucifix, "Go and rebuild my church," which plays into how we treat each other and how we build community at our school, but also hoping that our students take that out into their lives throughout their communities and their families as well.
Sarah is near and dear to my heart, my next door neighbor now, and part of my parish, St. Joachim and Anne, does cover the Sarah Catholic community. Plus, when I was vocation director many, many moons ago, went there, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful campus there in McKeesport, and serving the people there in the Mon Valley. You guys just do such a great job there, and the faith the academics, the sports. I was there for the theater production for the Addams Family this past spring, which was phenomenal. It's just a well-rounded community. So congratulations on all that you do. And it's just a very special place there. And it's the heartbeat of the McKeesport community and beyond. And the spirit of St. Francis definitely lives on. So both of you being part of that as alumni and now as educators, congratulations on that. So, but we have lots more to talk about, so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, and we are featuring Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport. And this morning, my guests are Tim Crossan, who is the Religion Department Chairperson, and I want to bring in our Communications Director at Sarah, Kelly Meredith. So, Kelly and Tim, welcome back here to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Kelly, would you introduce yourself to our listeners here this morning?
Sure. So I have been at Sarah for a couple of years now, but my Catholic education journey started in three-year-old preschool. I went to St. Bernadette's, which is now Divine Mercy Academy, mm-hmm. continued on to Sarah Catholic, and then went to Gannon University for my degree in communications and journalism. I had a radio show there, so thanks for bringing me back to those roots.
You're back
as
in the,
well.
Back in the saddle again here.
But I started my career as a journalist and fell in love with storytelling and education, and so communications director at Sarah really feels like the ideal fit.
And Kelly, when you and I were walking into the studio here this morning, KDK, I was asking you about your background, and you and I are very similar because you went to Gannon for communications and journalism, and I went to Clarion, so we have some backgrounds with our radio and also with the news writing too, so you could be my sister. How about that?
It's fun to use our gifts in different ways.
Isn't that great? Right? Now we're broadcasting the good news, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And before we continue on, I forgot to mention, I want to thank our sponsors of our program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And in this segment, we are featuring Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport. And it's just really interesting to have you on the show. We had Tori Fedora on for the first segment, that all three of you are alumni of Sarah, which is really, really special. So, and Tim, you love to share the good news at Sarah with your role as the head of the religion department. And there's some sacred traditions. Among them is a very special creche that sits in the lobby of the school right now that greets everyone when they walk through those doors. Can you tell our listeners about the historical practice of this beautiful creche?
Sure, Father. I would love to be able to tell you when the actual tradition at Sarah Catholic started, but I would be surprised if it has not been going on since the very beginning. Mm-hmm. It was definitely the case when I was a student there, at the same spot in the front lobby of the school. A rather large nativity scene is displayed. But what I think many of our listeners will know, that St. Francis is the one who popularized this. Mm-hmm. And last year, actually, December 24th, 2023, was the 800th anniversary of that. He just decided that people needed to see with their own eyes the kind of humility and poverty Jesus was born into. And so he created it with live animals and live human beings. And that, as they say, stuck. So we've been doing it at Sarah Catholic for many, many years. The church has been doing it. The faithful have been doing it for so many years. And if I may, my favorite story with our nativity scene happened about, 15 or so years ago. We had a group of educators from China who were brought in to teach our students Chinese. And they also were a liaison for foreign exchange students from China, which was just marvelous. It's not the case anymore. That program has since just evaporated for one reason or another. But the first young woman who was one of our tutors came, and over the Thanksgiving break, she had a chance to go to New York City, and she saw the Macy's Day Parade. And so when we came back after Thanksgiving, she was telling me all about it, and we were having a great time. She said, oh, Tim, it was great. I saw the Macy's Day Parade. I saw the balloons. I saw Santa Claus. And as we're having this conversation, we're walking past the nativity scene. And she stopped and looked and said, who's the baby? And I said, well, that's the baby Jesus. And then I tried to explain to her that that's kind of why we have the Macy's Day Parade and Santa Claus. And that's the fundamental issue of it. But it was such a profound moment and a reminder, excuse me, that there are people that don't know this good news and that how lucky we are to be able to display it the way that we do.
That's and to walk in the front doors there, and that's right there in the lobby.
As soon as you walk in, boom, this is what you
greet
see.
Greet you there. And Kelly, any other traditions you'd like to add?
I love that we start every week with an Advent wreath prayer service. Mm. So we all gather in the gym, we light the next candle. It's still a little bit dark outside, and the kids are still very calm because it's first thing in the morning. And so I just think it sets the tone throughout the entirety of Advent and really centers us on that journey to the manger. And we've been doing that for at least the 20 years that Mr. Crossan's been there, but I would suspect longer than that as well.
That's amazing. Wow. And then what about after the new year for like the spring traditions, anything that stands out?
We do the Stations of the Cross on Fridays during Lent,
nice.
And it's the same basic situation. We all gather in the gym, except for it's Friday rather than the first day of the week, and we meditate on three or four, depending on how Lent falls, you know, how many Fridays we'll have in Lent.
So you do the Advent with the Advent season and the Stations for the Lent
yes.
season. That's really neat. Wow.
And if I may, the genesis of that, the Advent wreath, was a fellow by the name of Michael Luft, who was, we used to joke with Mike that if you cut him, he bled red and gold, our Sarah colors. He was a student. He became a teacher. He became the principal. He became the president. I'm pretty sure he did maintenance.
Did everything there. Yeah, he was principal there when I was vocation director.
Yes, yes.
And now he's still in the choir at St. Joachim and Anne. He sings really well.
He's one of your parishioners, Mike.
Yeah.
We are keeping that tradition alive.
He's another pillar of the community, too. Right?
We would not be who we are and what we are without Mike Luft, just as we wouldn't be who we are and what we are without the Friars.
Now, we just have about 2.5 minutes, so I have two more questions real quick. We're beginning the new Jubilee year with an emphasis of becoming pilgrims of hope. How do we teach the students exactly this to themselves and to others?
I've been thinking about the Jubilee, well, to be honest, since I realized that I was going to be asked about the Jubilee on this program. We live in very difficult times. We all know that. The last 4 years for our students have just been crisis after crisis after crisis. And our job, regardless of these signs of the times, is to proclaim Christ, Christ risen, Christ crucified, Christ risen. He's our hope. And Pope Francis just has such a beautiful way of talking about walking with people. He talks about, I believe the theme is Pilgrims of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point he says, let's get back to this idea of walking with each other. And I think that's what we do best, even when we're not being conscious of it, that we walk with our students through the difficult times and through the good times. And what we're doing, we will be doing in this next year, is walking with them and we will keep reminding them that there is hope for the future.
And Kelly, I just want to bring you in with the last 45 seconds or so. Tell us if somebody's interested in looking at Sarah Catholic, how would they be able to reach out to the school?
Sure. So the best place to start is our website, which is sarahhs.org. Right at the top, you can click inquire. But really, if you call, any of us are happy to help, be it our admissions director, be it me, be it the ladies in the front office. We give tours. We let students be an Eagle for a day and come shadow a student. So really, we want to give them the full Sarah Catholic experience.
And go Eagles, right?
Absolutely. Go Eagles.
Tim Crossan, Tori Fedora, and Kelly Meredith from Sarah Catholic High School McKeesport, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's also Super Bowl Sunday. And in the Gospel, we continue reading from Luke's Gospel. We see that Jesus calls Peter, James, and John to be his disciples. They drop their fishing nets to come and follow him. Peter fears that his sins may make him unworthy, but he's right there. And Jesus says, come and follow me, and doesn't matter what we've done in the past. So these Gospel stories center on the Sea of Galilee, and all are connected with fishing and being on the boat and dropping those nets and following Christ as the apostles did. And on first meeting Jesus, Peter, James, and John are just overwhelmed by the huge catch of fish that they make, and their efforts have been fruitless. But with Jesus's help, he helps them to really look at their potential. And that's the same thing with us. He invites all of us to drop our nets and to come and to follow him. And just like the disciples were kind of reluctant, sometimes we are sometimes reluctant to really focus on the could-haves, the would-haves, or the should-haves in the past, but to come and to follow me. So Luke really wants us to really focus on, as Jesus called his disciples, he's calling us. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.